my name is Alicia Moniz, and I'm a Microsoft MVP, as well as a Kafka and Azure Evangelista here at Confluent. So here at Confluent, I empower and educate our team and our customers on Azure capabilities. And within the Microsoft community, I provide helpful tips and tricks for accelerating Azure projects with Kafka. One of my first opportunities here at Confluent was the opportunity to work directly with not only our engineering team, but also the Microsoft team with developing the Cosmos DB Kafka connector. So this was a very fun project for me. On our side, I worked with Nathan Nam, our senior product manager, and Rankesh Kumar, who leads our partner integrations. And on the Microsoft side, I worked with Ryan Crocor and Brandy Brown from Microsoft Commercial Services. I also had the opportunity to work with Siva Mulapudi from development. And if you're interested, Siva and I have a blog out there with some helpful hints on getting connected. And also Ryan was a guest on the Confluent podcast streaming audio with Confluent developer advocate Tim Berglund. So it was really great for me to see the developers on global teams collaborating so seamlessly. And that's been my experience so far working with both Confluent and Microsoft. So thank you everyone for being so welcoming. In January of this year, Confluent announced their partnership with Microsoft, as well as integration capabilities with Azure. So Azure customers are now able to purchase Confluent Cloud via the Azure Marketplace and authenticate to Confluent Cloud using single sign-on. So additionally, users will be able to draw down on their Azure commits, and they'll be able to view their Confluent Cloud resources via the portal. So Microsoft has been fantastic, and they've truly partnered with us on getting this portal integration in place. Special thanks to Ramya Araganti and her team. And they've done a lot of work with putting additional tips and tricks out on the Microsoft Docs site. There's also dedicated space there, and we're part of the partner solutions. So keep an eye out, and we'll be sure to share information as we go through the year with helpful references between our two websites. So customers with Kafka on-premises are looking to migrate to the cloud or develop Azure native services. So they usually follow a journey that often starts with data migration, then progresses to hybrid cloud, followed by Azure native app development. So today I'll be sharing the reference architecture and design pattern for a solution integration with Confluent, Azure, and Cosmos DB. So hopefully this will illustrate how Confluent can expedite delivery on Azure projects. This is what a hybrid design pattern with Confluent Cloud looks like. Confluent most likely already exists within your customer's organization and is being used on-premises. So developers are using Kafka connectors to ingest data from mainframe systems. Now, the Confluent platform easily allows for the extension of that on-prem data pipeline to the cloud. So step one in Azure projects for most enterprise clients usually involves some type of data or server migration. Confluent can easily accelerate delivery on database migration and consolidation projects with their ecosystem and collection of connectors. So in this scenario, not only do our connectors provide access to open source systems, but we can also easily flow data from multi-cloud sources. This real-time access to data alleviates the pressure of having to move infrastructure prior to building cloud-native applications. On the sync side, the Confluent team has done excellent work in connecting to the popular Azure services, such as Azure ADLS, Blob Storage, and Azure SQL. The Cosmos DB connector is now in beta, but is fully supported by Microsoft. Now, you may be wondering, what is a connector? Connectors are distributed bits of Java code that sit in Kafka clusters. They allow us to import and export data from systems. A managed connector will run on a Confluent Cloud cluster. So scaling and throughput is going to be managed for the user. Now, a self-managed connector will run on a cluster where infrastructure is configured and maintained by the user. While you can communicate with storage, databases, and IoT services on Azure via connectors, you can also interact with Kafka data in Azure App Services by leveraging Kafka APIs with languages such as Java, Python, or .NET. Today, I'll be sharing a walkthrough of configuring a Banage Azure Data Lake Storage connector, as well as the Cosmos DB self-managed connector. So I've already configured a Kafka cluster on the cloud. And in the diagram below, we can see that Confluent Cloud is readily available without installation on Azure. We have components such as Schema Registry, KSQL DB, and a variety of managed connectors available for use, with dynamic scaling already handled by Confluent clusters. So on the left-hand side of the diagram are the Azure Container Service components. We'll be installing one instance of the Confluent Control Center and one instance of Confluent Connect. So our script will automatically install the library files for the Azure Cosmos DB connector onto the Connect instance within Azure Container Services. And we'll be able to monitor our services via the Confluent Control Center. To get started, we'll need an account on Azure, Azure CLI tools, and Docker Desktop. Our Getting Started script is available on GitHub. If you'd like to follow along, you can go ahead and clone our repository there. And within the repo is also a sample.env file with our configurations, and of course, our YAML file. Once we're ready, we'll need 5 Docker commands to get up and running. Now, before we get started, let's take a quick look at our .env file. So this file is going to contain the variables that will be referenced by our Docker Compose file. So all I'm going to do is drop this into the project folder that Docker is utilizing. So of course, we'll need to include our Azure account details, such as location, subscription, and resource group. And then we'll go ahead and add in information for our cluster. We'll need to provide the cluster bootstrap server information. So whether that's on-prem or in the cloud, we are using a Confluent Cloud cluster. So we'll go ahead and put that URL info there. We'll also need to include the API key and secret. And because we're using Confluent Cloud, we're also going to be using Schema Registry on the cloud. So we'll go ahead and add in the URL info for that, as well as the credentials. Now, to help you get up and running quickly, we're going to go ahead and use code readily available in the Confluent GitHub repo. So we've set up a separate directory, Confluent Azure Examples, and that directory is maintained by my associate, Gianluca Natali, and he is fantastic. He's an associate of mine in Partner Solutions, and he's prepared a quick start to help you get started. He's also got some information out there about integrating with Databricks. And as we continue working with different solutions on the Azure stack, we'll be adding to that directory. Now, we're ready to jump into our demo. First, we're going to walk through creating a managed connector on Confluent Cloud so that we can see how easy it is to interact with the interface there. Then we'll jump into creating the Cosmos DB connector on a self-managed instance. So at the end of this demo, we'll have Confluent Cloud on 2 containers. And one container is going to have Control Center, and one container is going to have the Connect instance. In this demo, we'll go ahead and get started with creating a managed connector for Azure Data Lake Storage. Now, Azure Data Lake Storage is a managed connector, so we can go ahead and create this directly in the Confluent Cloud interface. We can see the tile here for Data Lake Storage, so we'll go ahead and select that. I've already got a topic configured for the demo. So we'll select our topic. A quick rename. The expected values are going to be in JSON. I've also copied out the API key and credentials for my Kafka cluster. If you haven't already done so, you can also generate this API key and secret directly from the connector creation UI. I'm going to go ahead and default it to the topics directory. I've also gone into the settings configuration for my storage account, and I'll go ahead and add in my storage account name as well as the access key that is needed to authenticate to my storage account. My output messages are also going to be in JSON format. My time interval is the time frequency that I'll be partitioning my data. I'll go ahead and select hourly just so that I can more easily debug the initial set of data. I'll go ahead and flush by default 1,000 records. And I'll go ahead and set this to one task for this connector. The connector configuration's been validated and I'm good to go. And we can see that we have the new connector in the provisioning state where it's kicking up one task. Now we can go into our storage account, open up Storage Explorer, then open up our blob container, and after our time interval has passed, in this case, 1 hour, we will see the directory topics, and we will see the partitions for the data that we are passing in via the connector. So we can see how easily we can start taking data that's already sitting within the Kafka ecosystem and share that data and spread that data across of systems in Azure that we are trying to build up. And this is something that we can do very, very dynamically. So that was a demo of configuring a managed connector. And now that we have a little bit of exposure to the Confluent Cloud UI and how easy it is to work with there, we can go ahead and start looking at, well, what is it going to take to install a self-managed connector on Azure? And in this case, we are going to be installing the Cosmos DB connector. So Confluent has a fantastic developer community, and there's tons of Docker scripts out there for installing the entire Confluent platform. In this scenario, what we're doing is we're just installing one instance of the Connect and one instance of the Control Center. So we can go ahead and get started with the GitHub documentation for the CP all-in-one repo, and in there you'll find the YAML files to do the full Confluent platform install. But in this instance, what we did was we went ahead and stripped it down so that we have configurations for the control center, configurations for the connect, and what Kafka wants you to do is it wants you to install the library files for the connectors onto the connect instance and do a quick bounce. So instead of doing that manually, we have a bash script at the bottom of the file. And this is going to go ahead and pull down all the connectors that we want to install on our connect instance. So in this case, we're definitely going to want to install the Cosmos DB file. And we are planning on having a repo where by default we'll just go ahead and provide a file that preloads all the latest Azure service libraries so that people who are wanting to get started on Azure really quickly will have this ability to preload this script and launch it in their subscription. Now we did go ahead and pull out all the variables from the script. So if we take a quick look at the EMB file, we'll notice that we're passing in our subscription information, our Bootstrap servers. So this is going to be for our Confluent Cloud instance. So this is our Kafka clusters running on Confluent Cloud. We've got our API keys and our schema registry details as well. And yes, I will be deleting these API keys after this demo. So thank you for my data and security conscious friends out there. I know you guys are looking out for me. So looking at what we have available in our portal, and I've already gone ahead and run this script once just to make sure that we are good to go. So what we should see afterwards is we will see within Azure Container Services one instance of the Connect as well as one instance of the Control Center. And what we're communicating with today is going to be our Cosmos DB instance. And looking at the settings here, we do have a partition key on the field ID. So now that we've taken a look at the components, we can go ahead and get started with the demo. Once our containers are up and running, we can access the control center. Let me get that restarted. Once our containers are up and running, we can access the control center via the IP address listed with port number 9021. Go ahead and drop that into a browser and via the UI access our Connect instance. Now we can see the Cosmos DB sync connector tile here because we've already installed the libraries needed. If you don't see the sync connector tile, then what you most likely need to do is install the libraries on your Connect instance and, of course, restart Connect. And we're just going to go ahead and walk through these configurations. Now, we are using data from the product inventory topic. The name of my connector is Cosmos DB Demo 3. I've configured it for one task. And I'm using the Avro converter. It's important to note that you will need your Cosmos DB endpoint and connection key. And then we'll go ahead and enter in our Cosmos DB database name, which in this case is Connect Demo, and the topic container map. So what the topic container map is the mapping between your topic. And in this case, we're pulling data from the streaming product inventory topic. And the container within your Cosmos DB where you want the data to be synced to. So in this case, I do have a container called product that sits in the Cosmos DB. which is called Connect Demo. So the topic container map is just that linking between the product inventory topic and the product container within the Cosmos DB. I'm going to go ahead and set Cosmos Upstart to false. And these are additional values that you'll need to configure if you're using a schema registry that's cloud hosted. Now you do need the URL, the username, and the access key. And we'll need to configure these two times, one time for the value converter and one time for the key converter. So good news, we have successfully validated our configurations without any issues. So we can go ahead and download a second connector config file here if we've made changes to the UI that we would like to preserve before we hit go. Or we can continue forward. So let's go ahead and continue forward. And we have a. Now that our connector is running, we can go ahead and take a look at our Cosmos DB instance. Let's go to the product container and do a quick query against items. We see that we now have data flowing in to the items container on Cosmos DB. Congratulations, you've created a sync connector and you're now inserting data into your Cosmos DB instance. So thank you. And as next steps, I'd encourage you to visit Confluent on Microsoft Docs. And also, you can join our community or visit our Slack channel or our forum at forum.confluent.io. And you can look for my Kafka and Azure Learning series on YouTube. And Gianluca's Natalie's repository is at Confluent Inc. at Confluent Azure Examples. And thank you for having me today. It's been a blast, and I love hearing about all the different ways that you can interact with real-time streaming scenarios and Cosmos DB. It's a great fit. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the session, for the demo, and explaining how our customers can connect Cosmos DB and Kafka together using Confluent. I had a couple questions from our viewers here. One of them is, can you tell us more about some of the use cases and scenarios that this new connector has enabled that you've seen?
So the connector just came out as of last month. So I haven't had a lot of field time with it, but we do have a number of people who are looking at getting it into production scenarios in the next month or so. So there are some retail customers, but given that it's just so new, but keep an eye out. We'll be happy to share those success stories moving forward.
That sounds great. We'd be happy to hear that feedback. And just got one more question. We're actually curious to learn more about what was the collaboration like between Confluent and you mentioned group in Microsoft Engineering to develop this connector together.
Yeah, so actually it was a lot quicker than I thought. Like I didn't realize, you know, and I should have known better, but I didn't realize Microsoft could move so quickly, you know, with developing, just because there's so much going on in, you know, in the ecosystem. And I wanna say we initiated calls back and forth between the two teams in, I wanna say October. And October, November, and you know, and within 4 months, they had a product out there available for use and in beta and fully verified by somebody on our team. So I think it's great, and I think that It's really Microsoft's ability to respond to customer needs. I think there's a lot of people who are looking to work with Cosmos DB, and there a lot of those people are also looking at leveraging the data that they have in Kafka. So I think, you know, to the community, it's like kudos to you guys for providing feedback to the dev teams, because, you know, just immediately. So we've also worked with the ADLS team, and the ADLS team also developed their own Kafka connector to be compatible with Confluent, and it's been through the verification process. So it's been great working with the development teams. And when we, well, when Confluent builds out the managed connectors that are managed on Confluent sources, resources, and integrating with Azure services, they work hand in hand with the development teams to optimize the managed service connectors. So it's actually been like a fantastic collaboration, and I'm hoping that we can work through as many of the services as we can. So keep an eye out.
That's awesome to hear. Thanks again, Alicia, for being part of our very first Azure Cosmos DB conference.